The Water Diviner, written by Andrew Anastasios and Megan Wilson Anastasios, and read by Jack Thompson. It starts as a sensation. Hairs prickle at the base of the neck, nerves tingle on edge. Something's wrong. It's the silence that makes them uneasy. The Mallee is so quiet it hurts city dwellers' ears. It's unsettling, and heavy quietude is so pervasive it seems to have a voice, buzzing, pressing on eardrums. Those sounds that hum constantly in the city are absent. No buildings, no walls, no lanes for the interminable cacophony of engines and ceaseless chatter to rebound off. Here, in the middle of nowhere, endless plains soak up sound. But those who live here can hear the desert speaking in tongues. Chirruping insects, cawing birds, reptiles slithering and scuttling through the dry undergrowth and across the red sand. Now, though, even they hear nothing. The world is holding its breath. Then they hear it. A searing roar far in the distance. Something's coming. Something bad. The boys stand in the middle of the field, unsure where to go, what to do, unsure what's approaching. Art has a .22 rifle slung over his shoulder, and his brothers carry between them a brace of dead rabbits. There! Art, his eyes scanning into the distance, has spotted it. He points. It's as if the horizon is disintegrating. Where just moments before a razor-sharp line separated red earth from blue sky, now the division is unclear. A heavy haze of what looks like smoke from a scrub fire, but red as oxblood, is billowing, roiling, barreling across the plain. It's travelling fast, far too fast. In a heartbeat, it swells from a line drawn along the horizon to a wall that obliterates everything in its path. Art howls, "Run!"